passion with it. You know what it is, shout it forever, my little song. As I'm swimming in Benjamin, your shower no limited. You're reminiscing for sexual love, know you come back again. I know you can breathe without me, you're gonna need your oxygen. I damn not gave you an overdose, all my own medicine. I took a sip of your tea and I ain't been right up since. As I think to myself, what it be is a heaven sent. Let's put the past behind us. And go far away where nobody can find us.
Where you belong, come on, follow. Welcome back, New York. I'm just kidding.
Not quite.
But we are in a beautiful city here in Tampa Bay, Florida. If you don't know who this is Boy Wonder here with my man Gunner.
What's going on?
And we are here on the Wonder World show.
We couldn't do the show last week. They locked us out.
Yeah, so. they locked up. Well, I guess we weren't locked up. We were just locked out.
You're locked out.
We just, I'll come up with a lyric. But by the way, guys, I know I'm corny. Welcome back, though.
That Eric Andre.
Let me in. We are back on the air with another show here today. And we are about to be close to ending our semester here, our spring semester here at ACC Hawk Radio.
Actually, our second to last
show
for the semester. And next week is our last one.
Jeez.
Hopefully we can make it interesting, maybe bring a guest on, you know, spice it up, make it a go out with a bang, you know?
Yeah, speaking of spice, after the show next week, he's going to take me to his infamous Indian cuisine spot.
We've talked about it so much.
He loves.
I can't believe you still haven't gone.
And I haven't gone yet, but I'm going to go. I'm a man of my word. I'm going to go right after this and we'll go.
Next week.
We'll go before then.
We'll go before the show. And then you'll be able to tell them your thoughts.
And I'll be like,
your honest opinion. No fake stuff. Or anything.
Yes. I'll be like, oh man, this is okay. Delicious.
I hope not.
Nah, I think it's going to be awesome. But we're going to be here holding it down for you guys. We're going to play some music for you guys, and then we'll be right back right after this.
Ever. I can't win, I can't reign, I will never win this game without you, without you, without you, without you, without you, without you. I am lost, I am vain, I will never be the same without you, without you, without you, without you. Estranged without you.
carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. Hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up.
Dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. It feels like a perfect night for breakfast at midnight to fall in love with strangers. Yeah, we're happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time. It's miserable and magical. The deadlines, it's time. Uh-oh, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. Everything will be alright if you keep me next to you. You don't know about me, but I'll bet you want to. Everything will be alright if we just keep dancing like we're 22. This place is too crowded, too many cool kids. It seems like one of those nights we ditch the whole scene and end up dreaming instead of sleeping. Yeah, we're happy, free, confused, and lonely in the best way.
said it, I'ma ride for my. Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. Yeah. First thing first, I love all my hitters. This rack, and I evolve my hitter. You're looking for some lane, let me call my hitter. He sell it for the high, I need all my needs. Some you smoke, some you drink. Guys on the block, what they like, they don't think. That's a new backup, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my hitter. He tripping off a buff, no, that ain't my hitter. Taking K shit, that's mine hit. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's mine hit. My first pass, throw to mine hit. Hit my first lick pass with mine hit. My hit. Fuck the mother hitters, cause I'm down for my hits. I ride for my hits. Fuck my hits. I said it, I'ma ride for my. Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitters.
You know I'm down with them, down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga tripping on a half a beat. Then we used to hit a water and buy everything we see. Me and my down there. Getting twisted. Get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. They know I put you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my nigga. Mind the case with my nigga. Drink the act right and get straight with my nigga. Me and my nigga riding dirty, trying to chase them figures.
Who got the yellow?
Who got the yellow?
Don't matter.
What's up? Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My homie got cake, my homie got weight. My homie running me, he the reason on straight. My homie got a house, my homie got a lake. My homie, we eat, my homie get a plate. And I'm still here and listen, my hitter, my hitter. Running off and you shoot my hitter, my hitter. I take him, shoot my hitter, my hitter. Hear from talking shit, then he ain't my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. YG, my hitter. And I ain't going in, they trying to leave my hitters. Start to see me and want to leave with them. But it wasn't enough room, cause I came with my hitter.
Welcome back, guys. This is the one, the only. This is Wonder World. And if you want to hear any of our shows, past, present, or future, you can listen to us to Hawk Radio.
Yes, sir.
As always, I'm with my man Gunner holding it down for me. Got my partner Crime.
Yes, sir.
On the ones and twos. And
we got a couple combos.
Yeah.
We've been cooking up.
Yeah, man. I kind of like want to dig at the social media platform thing. Social media is such a... It's toxic.
It's...
In a way. I mean, we use it and we on it all the time.
It's such a bad thing because it's like... It's like
fast food.
Right.
It's
almost like a necessity to have it these days, even though it's not healthy for you.
Yeah.
So, man, my opinion on social media is it's all of it is blending together. Like, the difference between social medias even 10 years ago or even... Maybe like, I would say before 2020,
yeah,
they were different. You'd go to YouTube, would be different from Instagram, would be different from Facebook, would be different from
different identity.
Whatever. Like what the content that you would digest on those social media platforms were just different. Like YouTube, you had 10-minute plus videos of whatever, which were pretty well put together.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram was like people were just posting stuff of their everyday life. And then Facebook was kind of just more like an archive of Instagram.
I was gonna say MySpace was the kind of the architect for all of these social media platforms. I mean, we'll see that.
Right.
But I feel like all of them had an identity, but it was overused. I feel like Facebook is, I feel like I see it more as like family friend oriented.
Yeah, like Facebook was like family.
Yeah.
Instagram was more personal, but it was more like friends.
But yeah, but not. But see, it's more flashy. You see,
it is flashy.
It's definitely flashy.
But
you know,
at the end of the day, it was just pictures, or maybe a collage, like a group of pictures that you could scroll through and kind of just see what your friends were.
And then, I mean, it's still pictures now, but it's kind of
it
has its own identity. In a sense, because now that you have Instagram models and you have people like
social media influencers.
Yeah,
people that have a lot of followings. And the thing is, and the reason why I think that is even a thing is just because the social media game has changed since 2020, like when TikTok blew up. TikTok was where I think social media began to blur and lose its identity in terms of like different apps, because TikTok became so popular that these other social media platforms that had their own, like you went to these social media platforms and they were different. Like I would not go to YouTube for what I would go for Instagram. Those are just they're not even in the same realm.
Yeah.
But after TikTok blew up, YouTube got YouTube Shorts, which is literally YouTube's version of TikTok. Instagram got Reels, and like there's literally a Reels tab on Instagram now. Instagram's version of TikTok. Facebook has Reels now, where it's just Facebook's version of TikTok.
And I understand the fact that some of course, you want to stay in competition. You want to, you know, they peel from each other, which is, I guess, it's helping them out because they're still growing, they're still going. And I feel like it's a sense of just like, you know, that's just like how the future is going to be. It's like those formats. But I feel like now with social media, it's like it needs its certain social media sites now just needs its own like independent breathing room. If that makes sense. It don't have to be mega or corporate. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's like, for example, everybody's going, you know, shops at a Walmart or Publix or Harry Teeter, whatever store you want to go to. But sometimes you want to go to a Trader Joe's and get that specific item, or you want to go to your mom and pop shop.
So you're saying there should be a uniqueness to that social media platform.
I think it should be a niche
thing.
Yeah.
And I think that is still the case. Like Instagram still does those photos.
Yeah.
Facebook is still more family oriented, and YouTube is more for that, like 10 plus minute, you know, 20, 30, maybe even hour documentaries, whatever. Like, but I just think that on some level they're definitely blurring in terms of having the same stuff. And I think it's still a little bit different. Like the content I'll find on essentially the TikTok version of YouTube Shorts versus like Instagram Reels are different. Like YouTube Shorts are more content about like my personal interests, whilst Instagrams are more like things happening in life for me, at least. But then again, it's all based on your algorithm. And the more you use a social media platform, the more it's going to recommend things you like.
It gets obsessive.
And if you use, let's say, all of the social media platforms enough that their algorithms keep sending you content you like, eventually they're all going to be sending you the same kind of stuff.
So do you think it's possible to have a healthy amount of consumption of a social media site without the social media site itself losing business?
I think the only good, like, healthy way to consume social media is just to not have it. Because I can go on Instagram for an hour.
Yeah.
And in that hour, I can do a lot of different things. I can, if, let's say, this is a pretty common issue with younger girls on Instagram, is they look on Instagram and they see all these popular 1% of females that are getting all like the attention, and they're basing, as they're growing up, they have a bunch of eating disorders and body dysmorphia because they want their bodies to look like these Instagram models, when in reality those Instagram models are like 1% of the overall population. It's not an accurate representation of what health and healthy look like for them, but that's all they see. That's all they see people liking. That's all they see. That's all they can consume. So in an hour on Instagram, a 13-year-old girl can go on her phone, and for an hour on Instagram, all she sees is those Instagram models. us.
Yeah, and that's what they do.
And that is toxic, and it is completely unhealthy. Or I can go on Instagram for an hour and just look at my friends' posts. I think that's pretty healthy outside of like, and maybe even contact them. And you know, that could be healthy. And now I'm making plans with them and hanging out. And I think that social interaction is healthy. But it just depends on where you spend that time on social media. And unfortunately, most of the time, people spend their time on social media in a toxic way. Like, even unintentionally, it's just what the platform is feeding them. Whether they're just scrolling and scrolling, like doom scrolling, and wasting their time, and like, which I don't know if you would know the term brain rot, but like Gen Z brain rot. It's like it's like people, right? So you'll see kids have like their TV, their phone, their tablet. Like they have four different devices going. And like they're scrolling, watching this, watching that, playing games. It's like Jesus, man. Your attention span is 2 seconds.
Yeah, and it's crazy. It doesn't slow down. You're not thinking. You're not like actually.
And social media is only making that worse.
Yeah, 10 times worse. And I mean,
especially with how easy it is to just TikTok reel. Now I'm on next TikTok. Exactly. Like it's such a minor movement. It's so easy to just keep scrolling. And the next thing you know, you're 2 hours into doom scrolling. You're like, where did my time go? And you can't even remember what you just did for that 2 hours. Like, you just consumed content for 2 hours, but you can't even remember what you watched because it was like instant gratification. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was something that instantly was amusing.
Yeah.
But it overall holds no value to you.
It definitely doesn't.
And it's just a waste of time.
And I think, you know, I was, you know, reading some stuff up. You know, they said another notable trend in 2023 was the dominance of video content. The brands and influencers produce more long-form videos, reflecting changing in content consumption habits. I mean, pretty much what we were going over.
Platforms like YouTube.
I say this. With YouTube.
And streaming
But you got to think about YouTube is like in between what streaming and kind of like
YouTube is like between social media platforms and streaming platforms.
Exactly.
Because you have YouTube Shorts, which is essentially like your social media platforms where you're just getting instant content. But the difference, and this is why I don't categorize YouTube as a social media platform, is because you're not connecting with people the same way you are with like Instagram. You don't have followers on YouTube other than subscribers, which are people that consume content, but you can't really message people like that.
Yeah.
You can't see their posts. You can't see what they're up to, their story, their photos they post. None of that exists on YouTube.
Yeah.
So I would consider YouTube a purely entertainment platform.
And that would probably be the only one I would say, like, if I had to like get rid of all my social media and do, I would just stick to YouTube.
And I think that's where social media has changed. It's no longer social media. It's social media hybrid with entertainment, because you have social media aspect where you can connect with friends and see posts, but then you have the entertainment aspect where you have reels and TikToks.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a line. Like, on one side you have social media, pure social media, connecting with friends, and then it kind of goes across the line towards entertainment with like TikTok and reels, which kind of is like YouTube Shorts. That's where YouTube Shorts are at.
Exactly.
Which turns more into entertainment content, which is like your main YouTube content, which is like 10-minute, 20-minute videos.
They're hitting that mark,
right? And then that, if you keep going down that line, that's where streaming, Disney Plus and Hulu, and then if you keep going beyond that, that's where like box office, movie theaters.
Yeah.
But there's this, it's no longer just social media, entertainment, and then movies. Now that you have all these gray areas between.
You know what? Honestly, I feel like, and I think this is true in itself, I think when I was reading off of medium.com, that it shows that social media is going to, it's here to stay for.
It is.
And the sad truth is, just like, like going back to the analogy of McDonald's, Burger King, all that, certain fast restaurants, they stand on their own. They don't really need, like, whether you give them negative publicity or not.
Any publicity is gonna keep them afloat.
Keep them afloat,
and that'll always happen because people are always gonna post.
Exactly. They came up with their formula, and yeah, they may tweak it here and there, but like, look at them now. Like, it works.
On top of that, I think social media is here to stay for another reason.
Yeah.
How it impacts jobs, because
First
off, social media and all these influencers with big followings can advertise a product, let's say. Now that product will have more marketing, and this, and sometimes I've seen this, the success of a product does not depend entirely on how good the product is. A lot of it depends on the marketing. I've seen horrible, terrible products that are just don't work or just crap do really well and sell really well because they had good marketing. And I've seen really good products that honestly are perfect. They work exactly as intended and are overall solid products, and they just don't sell. They completely flop. They're terrible, not because of their function as a product, but because their marketing was bad. Now, and that's just one side of it. The other side of it is people are looking in, they're doing background checks on people, like, oh my God, let me, I want to get hired at my job. I'm applying for this job in this medical field. Mm-hmm. They do a background check on you and they check your social medias. They'll see your posts, your any post, mm-hmm. especially stuff like Twitter, where you could easily just send a message out.
Absolutely.
They could just deep dive all your social media platforms and, oh, you're not fit for our company, when otherwise you would have had that job if you didn't have a social media presence.
110%.
On top of that, there's, I mean, there's like, there's companies that will not survive without social media. Like trying to, let's say you own a food spot. Mm-hmm. It's local business. You don't have a franchise. It's just that spot.
Yeah.
The best way to get people to know isn't flyers anymore. It's social media. It's Instagram posts, advertisements, posts here on social media, and getting it out there and making content.
Most of these restaurants now, like this place called Cuts and Slices, I haven't been there yet, and like this, and don't quote me, this is what the restaurant's called. It's called Slutty Vegan, but it's out there in the world, and these places are viral places because of social media, because they get a post, one of the celebrities, like, I don't know,
shout out, like they get sponsored to do it.
Michael B. Jordan could go into my restaurant or whatever and be like, oh, this pizza's amazing. Yeah.
And then it goes viral. That gets people to interest in it. And like, oh, well, if this guy who I like, it's basically, it's just credibility.
It's credibility.
When someone who's credible or has a big influence on media, and a lot of people say something about a product or something like that, it will affect it negatively or positively.
And then I piggyback to like those places, those restaurants and stores or whatever. I've seen places now that's been around for 10, 12 years
and they're
staying afloat. But now they're slowly coming out. Yeah.
Either A, they're slowly dying because they're not getting, like, people are going other places. Other than word of mouth and just reputation among older folks, it's not reaching new audiences.
Yeah, exactly.
Now all the new audiences are going to these places that do have social media. And then I've seen those places, old school places, start using social media because they have to adapt to society in order to stay afloat. I mean, I've seen a lot of, like, even television, TV shows, things like, you know, all these, I don't even want to list any specific TV show because there's so many that do it, but a lot of TV shows in the early 2000s, that was it. It was TV. It was word of mouth, popularity. You went to your channels.
And
but
then
now,
you had to wait.
Right. And now there are so many other forms of entertainment besides TV shows, streaming, social media has entertainment, YouTube. And I've seen, like, popular old TV shows have to conform to this new meta and advertise on social media in order to keep a following and
keep it
popular.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, it's just one of those things where it's just social media is here to stay, and as toxic as it is.
Yeah.
Unless there are like crazy changes.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they could do with it.
I think right now we're in a stage with social media where it needs balance. Like, and you can, like I said, you can have the toxicity, or you can have, you know, the you know, rot brain, whatever.
Brain,
you have that side, but then you can have another side where,
and I think
it's
that's
like,
kind of how it is to, now. But it's all blended. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't
really have one without the other right now.
Yeah, you gotta have that balance, because nowadays people are like getting, like, you know, 10% of, like, you know, like teens are getting depressed because, you know, they're on social media and, you know, they feel all this social anxiety and stuff. But
they develop like eating disorders or like depression, mental illnesses, stuff like that. And social media is actually a huge root cause.
Oh, absolutely. 100.
It's affected. I think Gen Z is like the easiest generation to like see
it.
Because we grew up in, like, Gen Z grew up in a time where there was, like, I would say most Gen Zs, a lot of Gen Zs were in elementary school when stuff like Instagram was out. Yeah. So they kind of grew up with it. I think the generation that's below Gen Z, like,
millennials.
I would say, I guess millennials, what are they? I would say they're, like, they're in middle school now. That generation has grown up with social media since primary school, since elementary school.
Okay, no. Okay. Preschool. Sorry, I meant to say.
They grew up with phones in their hands.
Yeah, like, my generation, they would consider me millennial because I grew up.
I meant the generation that's even younger than Gen Z.
Yeah.
They were literally growing up with phones in their
hands. Yeah.
Like, Gen Z did too, but it was like Angry Birds when they were in middle school.
Yeah.
The generation below Gen Z is literally growing up with social media in their hands since they even could think for themselves, since they even had a conscience
to do that,
to, like, even know what's going on in life. They grew up with that stuff, and it's scary because I worry. I think in some ways it's good because they'll have skills and information that no other generation has ever had before.
Yeah,
like, they will be so technologically skilled. I believe that it'll be like night and day between, you know,
I worry about the physical
parts. But I'm worried about the physical, and I'm worried about the, like,
social
and the social interactions and being able to, like, just socialize, which is already, I've seen it in Gen Z. My generation is already kind of bad at that. The generation even younger than Gen Z is going to be terrible at it.
Yeah.
The only way they're gonna know how to socialize is through social media. I feel like
it's you need the cane to move, but, like,
no one knows how to interact in person anymore. Like, the youngers, I think the physical side of it, the social interact, like the social side of it. I think there's gonna be a lot of mental illnesses when it comes to like eating disorders and stuff like that. So, like, mentally, I think, like, mental health wise, they're going to suffer. Socially, they're going to suffer.
Education's
going to suffer because now we have all these, like, AI. And cheating is just so easy now.
Yeah.
If you want to cheat, you can. And it's almost impossible to stop it unless you're literally have somebody over your shoulder watching you do it.
Yeah.
Like, kids can easily just go home and Google stuff.
Yeah,
and not have to work
at
that way. And I think that's bad because it teaches poor work etiquette. So, like, work etiquette and discipline is out the window. They're gonna have a lot of mental illnesses, and they're gonna be physically and mentally unhealthy. And
but it's gonna be good for businesses or people who work from home or whatever.
Right, working from home, and, like, on the technological side, they're gonna be probably the most superior generation.
Yeah.
The problem is, you know, the physical aspects.
Yeah.
Physical health, mental health, social interaction. Stuff like that, I just don't think it's going to be good.
And I feel like certain places or other countries are, like, kind of, like, have different rules about different
things. I know stuff like China, for example, I believe has, or at least I know, at least Asian country, I don't know specifically if it's China or not. I do know that they have, like, laws in place where you can only use technology for X amount of hours.
Yeah, or, like, for use.
Or for use, or, like, if you're in school still, you can't use it after a time, like after, like, 9 p.m. You can't even touch it.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't use it. Stuff like that.
It's almost like you need, like, free time. Like you give people free time to go on their computers or whatever, and then, like, all
right. But it's reality. Limited, right?
But it's
like
limited.
They can't be sucked into it forever.
Yeah.
They will and have to be, like, well, they will be pulled out of it at some point. And I think. Yeah. I think there are some good things about that to look for and kind of look at other countries and kind of see what they're doing and what's working.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's going to be a lot of bad that they're doing that doesn't work and, you know, is bad. But obviously, that's...
Everybody's going to be like, oh, they take away our freedom. But, like, is it worth it to have all of this freedom and not know what to do with it? That's how I feel.
I think it's not necessarily the freedom, it's the knowledge and the discipline to utilize it in
a
correct
way.
But,
like, if you don't know how to use it in a proper way, it's
and that's
crazy.
That's the problem is school teaches a lot of things, but school needs to adapt and teach healthy electronic usage. Because,
and I feel like
when I went to school, there was nothing on social media. Like, I went from first grade, 12th grade, graduated, and not one class was talking about, here's the the most healthy ways to use social media, and these are the best techniques or disciplined things that you can do to have better mental health when it comes to electronics and social media. Yeah. That's not a thing.
No,
you know,
it's not. It should be.
It should be. Because
we should be giving the schools and teachers that type of tools to actually do stuff like that.
And I think this isn't gonna happen until probably at least Gen Z is majority teaching positions, millennials and older, I'm sorry to say, but they just are out of the loop when it comes to that stuff because they didn't grow up with it.
Yeah.
They don't understand it the same way that Gen Z
and that's the problem with it.
I think once Gen Z is kind of like in the majority of like teaching positions and administrative positions, and they know how, like, we've already had so many years of learning social mm-hmm. media and like how it's affected and mental health and stuff like that, I think there'll be more countermeasures and stuff like that. But until then, it's just free reign.
Yeah, and it's just go crazy.
It's just gonna get worse and worse until we do something.
All right, guys, we're gonna go get a little bit some more music. Hope you are enjoying the show today.
We'll
be right back right after this.
Bit of an interesting topic, but we'll be back.
Oh yeah,
some fun stuff.
Oh yeah.
Sure, you done heard about me. A black star, most deaf quality. Good, so them drive me. They drive me. This is Martin Luther King in the club, getting dubs. With a bad in his ear, saying that she down for whatever. In the back of his mind is Coretta. And she knows. She knows. And I know she knows. And I know she knows. And deep down she knows. She knows. And I know she knows. And I know she knows. Lord, if I do, if I don't, I'm passing up on bad. Trying to be the man that she want. What she want, what she want from me? To put a ring on it. Got a on my right now. And she just wanna sing on it. Got me up so high, trying to get a piece of that apple pie. I be up so high, trying to get a piece of that apple pie. Dance on fire with my pants on fire, cause I told her I was sleeping as I creep with this pretty young thing that I told. And she could be doing the same thing, I suppose. And she knows. She knows. And I know she knows. And I know she knows. And deep down she knows. She knows. And I know she knows. And I know she knows. Alright. Oh, I.
turn up, they turn up. Only bad thing by the start is they burn up. Say turn up, say turn up. Only bad thing by the start is they burn up. Rest in peace to Aaliyah. Rest in peace to Left Eye. Left Eye. Michael Jackson, I see ya. Just as soon as I die, I die. Got me up so high, tryna get a piece of that apple pie. I be up so high, tryna get a piece of that apple pie. Got me up so high, tryna get a piece of that apple pie. I be up so high, tryna get a piece of that apple pie. Feel alright. Oh, I can't be what you want from me, but alright.
Shine bright like a diamond. Big Guns, because we are back. We are at the end of the line here today.
Oh my gosh.
We almost close to our last episode.
Bruh.
I know. We've been doing this for 2 semesters now. It feels like forever.
God, it doesn't feel like it, though. It feels like a... I don't know. I guess it's just because it's once a week. It doesn't feel like it's been that
long. It's been a while since we've been on here too, but We're about to close it out here, but you know, you gotta have a side piece question for the day. And my side piece question to you, kind sir, is if you had to take one of these fast food restaurants and just rip them apart and just like start over from scratch because the quality is bad, could be McDonald's, could be Burger King, could be Chick-fil-A. I mean, but Chick-fil-A is good.
Bro, but Chick-fil-A, I don't care everything good about Chick-fil-A. Anywhere I go, it's always good, man.
Yeah.
I never have problems with Chick-fil-A.
Not Chick-fil-A.
I think, man, there's some places that like take Taco Bell, for example.
Yeah.
I feel like if anybody gets more than like one person's worth of food in one order, like let's say you try to order for a family of five from Taco Bell,
yeah,
they're always messing it up. That's every true. Time there's not been a single time, which I don't go like a crazy amount or anything, but there's not been a single time where I get like family food, mm-hmm. like food for the family from Taco Bell,
yeah,
and the order was perfect. Never, not a single time.
So you saying you would take Taco Bell?
Taco Bell always messes up the order, but at least the food still tastes good. Like, the orders might be messed up. You might be missing stuff. Maybe you wanted, like, a plain taco and they stuffed it with everything. But at least the food quality is still decent. And you still get pretty much what you paid for.
Yeah.
I think McDonald's is overall the widest spectrum of good and bad. Like, McDonald's, when done good, is pretty nice. But
yeah.
I feel like the quality control for McDonald's is terrible. I would probably have to go to McDonald's because, you know, it's always something with McDonald's. Like, either the burger's bad, or the ice cream machine's broken, or the drinks are bad.
Or the service is bad, and, like,
or they mess up your order.
Trying to fight right, you.
Right, like, I think if McDonald's could get their management better and, like, quality control up, it would be a way better restaurant. But I think it's all over. It's too all over the place.
Yeah. I think I would...
I feel like everyone is like relatively consistent. McDonald's is like the most inconsistent one. But it's also because they're so big.
They're so huge. Yeah, but like if I had to take any place, I would have to definitely say Steak and Shake.
Okay.
As a franchise. Like I you know what? Because I love Steak and Shake.
I think I've only had my order messed up like really bad, like one time from Steak and Shake.
But
like they burnt my burger.
It
was like charcoal. It was terrible. Like I bit into that and it was crunchy. I was like,
it's like eating chips.
Dude, it was worse.
Burnt chips.
I think that was probably one of my worst experiences with a fast food place. Imagine you go to a fast food place, you get your food, and you bite into it and it's just crunchy charcoal.
Yeah.
I think that's probably one of the worst.
Yeah.
I've had messed up orders. I've had wrong orders. I've had orders missing stuff. But just burning it to charcoal is pretty terrible.
All right, Steak and Shake. Y'all need to get it together. So we about to end our show. We probably going to have a guest for you for our finale. So please stay tuned, guys. And if you want to hear any of our show today, tomorrow, or next week, you can download it off of hawkradio.primostream.com. This is Boy Wonder with my boy Gunner, and we're signing out. Peace.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
So give it to me.
Uh-huh. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't punish me.
Mama, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff. Give it to me.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You've got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be all right. Fine. You're crazy and I
all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me